We talked about it in our open, but what a fun night at Four Winds Field. It all started with Victor Caratini, the Cub catcher, getting the start, batting second. But the storyline turned into an amazing pitching performance by South Bend's Derek Casey and Peyton Remy as they combined to no-hit Cedar Rapids, the eighth no-hitter in franchise history, the second time South Bend Cub pitchers had pulled off the no-hitter. And oddly enough, on May 1st last year, Cedar Rapids no-hit South Bend over in Cedar Rapids. So we kind of returned the favor last night. And Derek Casey joins us right now, 23 years old, out of Richmond, Virginia. Pitched for the University of Virginia, and he was drafted by the Cubs in the ninth round of the 2018 draft. And last night, he threw seven perfect innings. First professional victory, I do believe, and also a career high in the professional ranks of six last night against Cedar Rapids. Derek, thank you so much for joining us. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Tell me what it was like to pitch last night, where I would assume everything was going just perfectly for you.
Yeah, it was obviously a really fun game to be a part of. I went out there and, you know, I felt like I had good control of all my stuff, so it was just a fun game to, you know, pitch in.
I heard some of your comments after the game. Did you attack the hitters a little differently in that performance?
I guess my last couple outings, I've been, you know, throwing a lot more balls than I would like to. So I just tried to be more aggressive and go 0-1 and, you know, not fall behind in counts like that. So that was one of my, you know, takeaways going into that start last night.
Now, this is just a broadcaster's point of view, but I felt like you had your best breaking ball of the year. Fair to say?
Yeah. I mean, it felt good last night, and I was throwing it in there for some strikes, so I was happy with it.
I know you're always focused on the task at hand. At any point, did you start thinking about, wait a minute, there's been no one on base, or do you try to avoid that?
It always creeps in, but, you know, at the end of the day, you can't be worrying about that stuff. And, you know, baseball's a crazy game. Crazy things are going to happen, so you kind of just have to keep going.
You hear so many times pitchers talk about, I had nothing in the bullpen. I went to the mound. I was awesome. Or the total opposite. Man, I felt so good in the bullpen. I went to the mound. I couldn't throw a strike. Nothing worked properly. How was your warm-up last night?
I felt pretty good warming up, and I was excited to throw to Caratini, obviously. So, you know, I was excited to take him into the game with me and work with him and, you know, see what it's like having him back there.
What's the conversation like before the game between you and Caratini? And if folks don't know, Victor Caratini, the Chicago Cub catcher, started a rehab assignment last night, and he was the catcher for the first four innings of your seven perfect innings. So take us through what you and Victor had to talk about and decide on before the game.
Yeah, so, I mean, before the game, we were just talking after we finished throwing, and, you know, it's obviously his first time catching me, so he's never caught me before and hasn't really seen my pitches before, so it was kind of just, you know, let's just go out there and be aggressive and, you know, see what we can make happen.
So. I had a couple of people on social media tweet at me and ask if you had mentioned it all. Was there anything about Caratini that just seemed to bring out the best in you?
I don't know. He seemed really relaxed back there. I mean, he's obviously, you know, done it before, so it was nice to have a catcher. Not that our catchers haven't been doing it. But
no,
it
they're
was
great.
Just, yeah, it was nice to have him back there, and I was confident in his pitch calling and, you know, all that stuff. So,
Derek Casey is our guest. Seven perfect innings last night, a part of the no-hitter as South Bend beat Cedar Rapids 2-0. Is that the longest you've ever gone in a game being perfect?
Yeah, I would probably think it is, honestly. I mean, that was something else. So
it's a lot of fun. So was it more nerve-wracking pitching or watching Peyton on the mound trying to at least keep the no-hitter going after the error took place?
I don't know. It was probably both. It was pretty nervous towards the end of the game there. And there was, you know, we had some hectic moments out on the field as well. But Peyton did a great job and shut it down for us.
He sure did. Peyton Remy came in and got the final six outs and worked around a couple of errors and kept that no-hitter alive and wrapped it up last night. So take us back to when you were drafted by the Chicago Cubs. As I mentioned, you were taken in the ninth round out of the University of Virginia. How did you find out, your reaction, and who did you share the moment with?
Yeah, so I was just at home with my parents and a couple of my friends from my hometown in Richmond, and Billy Swope, the area scout for the Cubs, who was the one who, you know, drafted me, mm-hmm. got that process rolling for me. So I spoke with him, and, you know, he was excited and I was excited, and after that it was just, you know, we'll stay in touch and we'll get you out to Arizona soon and, you know, get the ball rolling.
As you went through the process, was it distracting at all, knowing that, hey, you're trying to win a national championship at Virginia? I mean, you guys now are contenders year in and year out. That's the goal of that program since 21, I believe, your freshman year.
Yes,
is that right?
Yep.
So when you think about you're trying to take care of your college business, is the scouts and all the professional teams looking at you, is it hard to balance the two?
It's not too bad. The scouts don't really bother us too much during the season. We have winter meetings before the season starts, and you kind of go over a couple different things. But other than that, you know, when we're playing college games, we're, you know, focusing on the task at hand and going with that.
Derek, being from Richmond, Virginia, was the University of Virginia a place you always wanted to go?
Yeah, it actually was. It's very convenient. It's only an hour away from home for me, so my parents were able to come up and see me play a lot, and obviously a great school. So,
well, Notre Dame baseball fans are very familiar with your head coach, Brian O'Connor, who was the great pitching coach at Notre Dame when Paul Maneri was winning 50 games a year and we were hosting regionals here in South Bend. What type of impact did Brian have on you? And as a head coach with his pitching background, was he involved in helping the pitchers as well?
Yeah, he worked with the pitchers a little bit. And I mean, he had all the great stuff to say. So he was a great role model and a leader and great head coach for me. So I loved playing for him.
College World Series, how many did you go to?
That was my only one.
Was it the only one your freshman year?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm mistaken on that. So what was it like to be a part of that environment of the College World Series? Is it as special as we fans think it is watching it on TV?
Yeah, it is something else, man. I just recently had my Tommy John surgery, so I was, you know, there just on the team. I wasn't pitching, but it was still, you know, one of the most, I don't even know, it was just a special moment for us all. So.
I know Sean Stiers is back at our studios. He used to call Notre Dame baseball. So, Sean, I'll let you jump in with a couple of questions here for Derek Casey.
Well, I would just wonder, Darren mentioned Brian O'Connor. Carl Kuhn has been the pitching coach at Virginia there for O'Connor's entire tenure. And he seems like a guy who can be intense when he needs to be, but he also kind of seems to relate pretty well to pitchers. How would you describe him?
Yeah, that's on point. You know, he's, you know, he can be in your face sometimes, and, you know, he obviously just wants to get the best out of you, but at the same time, he does a great job with relating to his players. So me and him had a great relationship at Virginia, and, you know, he helped me with a lot of things and to develop the pitcher I am right now.
And that staff that they've got there, they've been together the entire time that Brian O'Connor has been at the University of Virginia since he left Notre Dame. I would imagine that's a pretty well-oiled machine, just the way they work together and everything.
Yeah, it is. They're all like one big family there, so it was really special to play under all those guys.
College baseball, you get some pretty intense environments sometimes. Mm-hmm. What's the most intense environment that you've ever pitched in?
Louisville, when we went to Louisville, was a good one. I think they had Dollar Beer Night on Friday night, so all the college kids were out and about, and that was a fun series for us.
Dollar Beer Night seems to lube everybody up, no matter what level you're at, that's for sure. Yeah. Any unique taunts or heckling, you know, whether it was there or anywhere else that you ever got in college?
Florida State was also a fun one. I never pitched at Florida State. I pitched against Florida State at Virginia, but just being in the dugout there, they had some, you know, pretty intense fans and their old Seminole chant and all that good stuff.
Oh, so yes.
That was another fun one as well.
I'll just ask one more question. You've been in a professional baseball player now for a little bit. Well, almost a year now, I guess, since you graduated from Virginia. So just from a pitching standpoint, anything that you've changed at all over the last year since you were drafted and got into the pro ranks?
I think the biggest adjustment for me was kind of adapting to my new throwing program. Because you're obviously pitching on a couple less days rest than I was in college. So I think just having to make that adjustment and figure out what my new routine is going to be has been, you know, one of the most challenging things for me. But, you know, it's kind of, as the season goes on, I'm starting to figure it out more and more.
So I'll ask you a couple of more, Derek, before we let you go and get back down to the clubhouse. Andy Weber is the shortstop for the South Bend Cubs, your teammate at the University of Virginia. Were you guys friends? Were you guys close at Virginia? And how nice has it been to have someone that you know to kind of share this experience with?
Yeah, it's been awesome. Me and Andy have been friends, you know, ever since he got there. And it was pretty fun. And we both saw we were going to play with the Cubs. So we were excited for that. And it's been fun, you know, getting to play in Eugene with him and playing here now in South Bend with him.
And since you mentioned Louisville, did you ever face Riley Thompson, who's on your staff now?
Yeah, he did pitch against us a couple times, I think. So okay. It's a small world, small baseball world.
Isn't it weird? It is absolutely amazing. So finally, what's it been like to be a part of an organization that is really on the uptick right now, winning the World Series in 2016, and they've been contenders for the World Series dating back to 2015?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's been everything I've ever dreamed of so far. I mean, all the facilities are great. Everyone, you know, the staff is great. All the coaches, everyone that goes into it, it's been all really special to me. So,
you like Four Winds Field?
Yeah, I do. I love it. It's beautiful.
Fantastic. Well, Derek Casey last night was electrifying. 7 perfect innings. Did you beg to go back for the 8th at all? I know there's rules and pitch counts.
Yeah,
but
I definitely would have gone back out there. I think I was on short rest, so they kind of had me on a pitch count. So I think that was going to be it for me.
Well, it was a special night last night. Congratulations. Fantastic performance. First professional victory. And we will see you pitch again probably in about 5 days.
Yes, sir. Thanks
for the visit. Greatly appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
That is Derek Casey. 7 perfect innings last night for the South Bend Cubs.